Dr. Ismail, ISMAIL, Interventional Cardiology Dictating Office, follow-up visit on Taylor, sorry, Brandera Taylor, date of birth 1/21/1992. Patient's here today for follow-up. She does have history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and atypical chest pain. Patient underwent workup with echocardiogram and exercise treadmill stress test, both of which were unremarkable. Patient had no further symptoms since she was seen last. She's feeling well, no orthopneal pain, dear leg swelling, no exertional symptoms, no palpitations or syncope. Plasma function remarkable for hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Current medications are Lantus insulin and Nebelog insulin. Sister's three patient denies smoking, drinking alcohol or drug abuse. Family history remarkable for diabetes mellitus and her father, but negative for hypertension or coronary artery disease. Sorry, but negative for coronary artery disease. Allergies, no, sorry, allergies, she's allergic to Bactrim. Abuse systems, there's no fever, chills, weight loss, not sweats. At CNT, no hearing loss or visual changes. Cardiovascular, as mentioned above, respiratory, denied dyspnea and exertion or cough. Gastrointestinal, there's no diarrhea or constipation. CNS, no history of CVA. Hematologic, no history of bleeding disorder. Endocrine, she has history of diabetes mellitus, but no known history of thyroid disorder. Musculoskeletal, no known history of rheumatoid arthritis, no history of rheumatic heart disease or rheumatic fever, skin, no rashes. Upon examination, patient no apparent distress at rest. Her blood pressure 162/101, heart rate is 90 per minute, and she's in normal sinus rhythm, no significant JVD, lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiac auscultation reveals no murmurs, S1, S2, no murmurs, gallop or rub, abdomen reveals no masses, no peripheral opening edema, no neurological deficit. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm but non-specific STT changes. Some leads misplacement. Next item, cardiovascular assessment and plan. Number one, uncontrolled hypertension. On head and start the patient on last year for 10 mg PO daily. Number two, atypical chest pain, echocardiogram, and exercise treadmill stress tests were unremarkable. Third, history of diabetes. Patient needs to establish primary care, needs to follow up with a primary care physician on this and establish a primary care physician immediately. If she does not have one, she was given a list of primary care physicians in the area and encouraged to establish one immediately for follow-up and, sorry, for follow-up on her other medical problems. She understands and she will do that as soon as possible. She was encouraged to call us here with any problems or concerns. She was given an appointment in the next few weeks for follow-up on her uncontrolled hypertension. She was encouraged about checking her blood pressure at home and bring us a list of her blood pressure measurements with each doctor's visit. Indication on Brandera Taylor, Dr. Ismail, Interventional Cardiology. Thank you.